I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The American comedian and entertainer Bill Cosby has been found guilty by a Pennsylvania court of drugging and molesting a woman. The 80-year-old celebrity has been on trial accused of sexually assaulting a former friend, Andrea Constand. Nick Bryant reports.
Bill Cosby used to be known as a racial trailblazer, an iconic father figure. He was called America's Dad. He's been found guilty of drugging and sexually assaulting a woman. The jury unanimously found him guilty of three counts of aggravated indecent assault against Andrea Constand, a former administrator for a women's basketball team at the Star's former university. Cosby molested her at his Philadelphia home in 2004. Some 50 women have accused Cosby of sexual assault, and some of them celebrated outside the courthouse in Pennsylvania after hearing the verdict.
Thousands of people, mainly women, have been demonstrating in cities across Spain following a court decision to sentence five men accused of rape on a lesser charge of sexual abuse. The court found that the prosecution hadn't proved the men had used violence or intimidation when they surrounded and had non-consensual sex with a young woman during Pamplona's bull-running festival in 2016. The CIA director, Mike Pompeo, who's just been sworn in as the new US Secretary of State, is travelling to Brussels for a NATO foreign ministers meeting on Friday. He's expected to extend the trip with weekend visits to Saudi Arabia, Israel and Jordan. Mr. Pompeo was confirmed as Secretary of State despite resistance from Democrats worried about his hawkish foreign policy positions. Here's Barbara Plett-Usher.
He will certainly take the lead on North Korea because he has already been involved in that. There he has said he wants a diplomatic outcome, but he's also said that he believes that the administration's hard line is what brought Kim Jong-un to the negotiating table in the first place, and that hard line will continue until they get concrete results. So I think we can see a lot of action on that. The Iran nuclear deal, he doesn't like the deal, but he has said there he wants a diplomatic outcome as well. So he is going to be engaged with Europeans to try to come up with something that satisfies Mr. Trump's concerns. And if not, he's going to have to deal with what it means for the Americans to pull out, because it's not entirely clear what that means, both logistically and politically.
This is the World News from the BBC.